Some of you, your money is messed up because your unity is messed up.
For 5730, the chef in the end, part four.
Today I am going to be talking about money, finance. And for those of you who need a change in your money, a change in your finances, as I have done with the prior three messages in this series, God says to have an anointing at the end of each message, dealing with the very thing the message is talking about. So today, at the end of this message will be an anointing for your finances. But I heard God speak this. They've got to listen or watch the whole thing. So for those of you who are watching electronically, if you're watching this on television, and more than likely the entire message will not fit on television, just go to brothersoftheword.com and click on the series called The Chef in the End, and you watch the full message dealing with finances, and I believe the electronic transmission will transmit that anointing to your finances, but you've got to watch or listen to the entire thing. Because I believe God wants your money in good shape, just like He wants every other area of your life in good shape. So today, we're going to be talking about money and your finances. And money, for some people, may seem like an evil subject, but people, I'm here to tell you, you need yourself some money. And I have seen so many problems and so much pain and so much misery because folks' money is messed up. And it's just like your health when I talked about there are three levels of health. There are three levels of relationship. There are three levels of spirit, and there are three levels of money. And just like with the levels of health, there are three levels of money. You've got the messed up, you've got the medicated, and you've got the magnificent. And I want your money to be magnificent because I don't want anything to do with messed up. I don't want anything to do with medicated. I want all my stuff magnificent. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I ain't going to lie about it. I don't want anything to do with no fancy testimony about how I was messed up. Now, if I'm messed up, I want the testimony. But I prefer not to have it. Stay magnificent. Stay tuned. And God is going to tell you some things today about your money. Bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you today. Lord, I thank you today for my money. I have never publicly thanked you for my money. But I thank you today for my money. Lord, you have blessed me with money, and you have blessed me with money just almost more than I need. I'm not ashamed of it because it comes from you. So, Lord, I thank you today for my money, and I pray today that as these words flow over the people, Lord, that you shall also bless their money, that from this day forward, there shall be a change just in their finances, a change in what's in their pockets, a change of what's in their wallet, a change of what's in their purse, a change of what's in their bank account. So, Father, when they go to the ATM, Father, and they press up, check my balance, Father, it won't come up in the red and the negative and the overdrawn, but it'll come up where they'll be able to look at the balance and say, whoa, thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray right now that today shall bring a change in the area of money and in the area of finance. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Welcome to Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word. And today we are dealing with the fourth and final message in the series called The Chef in the End. And this series, it stems from the verse in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10, where God speaks, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done. The chef in the end, and chef is an acronym that stands for children. Your relationships and looking at who you marry will determine what your children will be like. Children. H stands for health and the three levels of health. Messed up, medicated, and magnificent. E stands for eternity. The most valuable thing of them all. Eternity. And even this chef's hat, this red hat that I have on, represents the chef, but it represents the blood of Jesus that shall be over our lives. And today, the final letter in Chef F, which means finances. And so many of us have so many challenges in the area of those finances. Last week, I was listening to the book of Exodus. I listened to the Bible speaker at thebiblespeaker.com, even when I'm driving. And the book of Exodus, chapter 25, was playing. And I want to just read an excerpt from that chapter. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to take an offering for me. From every person motivated by a willing heart, you are to receive my offering." I had never seen that. God says, take an offering for me, but only take it from every person motivated by a willing heart. He said, I don't even want money from a stingy person who don't even want a gift to me. Just take it from every person motivated by a willing heart. You are to receive my offering. This is the offering you are to accept from them. Gold, silver, bronze, and then he goes on with all the other stuff. Verse 8 in the 25th chapter, "Let them make for me a sanctuary so that I may live among them. According to all that I am showing you, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishing, you must make it exactly so. They are to make an ark of acacia wood. Its length is to be 3 feet 9 inches. Its width 2 feet 3 inches and its height 2 feet 3 inches. You are to overlay it with pure gold. Both inside and outside, you must overlay it, and you are to make a surrounding border of gold over it. You are to put it in the ark at the testimony that I will give you." In Exodus 25:17, "You are to make an atonement lid of pure gold. Its length is to be 3 feet 9 inches, and its width is to be 2 feet 3 inches. You are to make 2 cherubim of gold." Exodus 25:21, "You are to put the atonement lid of the ark, and in the ark you are to put the testimony I am giving you. I will meet you there. And from above the atonement lid, from between the 2 cherubim that are over the ark of the testimony, I will speak with you about all that I will command you for the Israelites." Exodus 25:23, "You are to make a table of acacia wood. Its length is to be 3 feet, its width 1 foot 6 inches, and its height 2 feet 3 inches. You are to overlay it with pure gold, and you are to make a surrounding border of gold for it. You are to make a lampstand of pure gold. You are to make it 7 lamps and then set its lamps up on it so that it will give light to the area in front of it. Its trimmers and its trays are to be of pure gold. About 75 pounds of pure gold is to be used for it and all these utensils. Now be sure to make them according to the pattern you were shown on the mountain." And God said, he said, about 75 pounds of pure gold is just for the lamps and the utensils. Do you know how much 75 pounds of pure gold? I looked it up. Gold is about $1,250 an ounce. That's about $20,000 a pound. So 75 pounds is about $1.5 million just in the utensils and the lamps in the church. All of the stuff overlaid with pure gold. In the ark which contained the testimony, atonement lid, 2 cherubim, the table for the bread, the lampstand, and the lamps for light, God says, "I will meet you there." And from above the atonement lid, from between the 2 cherubim that are over the ark of the testimony, I will speak. I will speak. God was speaking from gold. He had all that stuff overlaid with gold. Now, last week we had our Rosh Hashanah service. Rosh Hashanah, it's the Jewish New Year. It's God's calendar. And we were here that evening at sunset, and we had a service to bring in the new year. And I had a major revelation after that service. It was my first revelation of God's new year, my first revelation. I had just finished listening prior to that, chapter in Exodus, and I had realized how much of the stuff the temple God had covered in pure gold. And my first revelation of God's new year were the seats in the ark. God commanded the fabric on those seats. And I remember as we were doing some remodeling in the ark, and I was standing here after service, and a lady named Arlene Morgan walked up, and she had on a shawl, a sweater. And the sweater was made what looked like a pure gold. It was shimmering with the gold specks all in it. And I heard God speak, "That is the fabric that shall cover the seats." Now the problem, y'all say the problem. There was no such seat fabric like that anywhere we could find on the face of the earth. None. We had to take the sweater, and she gave me the sweater off her back. We had to take that sweater, cut it up, and send it off to varying fabric makers. And we had to have one after another trying to match that. And one after another said, "We can't match it. We can't match it. We can't match it. We can't match it." And finally, there was one fabric company called the Ark who could match it. They matched the fabric and they tested the fabric. Those seats, the fabric has been on it for 5 years and it looks brand new. They tested it to hold up, and they said, "This fabric, we guarantee, will hold up at least 50,000 sit-ons." So you can sit on those seats and get up and get at least 50,000 times before it begins to wear. But the thing that hit me is this. God commanded that the very seats where you sit be covered in gold. And I said, "Whoa." He commanded the very seats where you sit be covered in gold. And oftentimes when I'm talking with my mother on the phone, she'll bring it up over and over and over again. She says, "Son, that sanctuary is so beautiful. It's so pretty. The seats are covered in gold." And one night I was talking with my mother and I just heard God speak, "You go sit in the sanctuary and take your mother with you." I said, "Mother, God just said, come sit in the sanctuary." He said, "Now this." I said, "Yes." She said, "Well, come get me. I'm ready." And we came and we just sat in the sanctuary and just looked how beautiful. But the seats where you sit, and the thing that shook me, I said, the seats where the congregation sit, they're covered with that special gold fabric. And the pastor's couch is not. So I called Suzanne. I said, "Suzanne, see if you can contact that fabric company and see if we can get some more of that fabric. I want to cover the pastor's couch with that same fabric because I want to sit on what God has commanded you to sit on." But he's commanded you to sit on literally gold covered seats. And I want to talk to you today. When I realized where you were sitting, that you are sitting on gold, God spoke and he said, "That's all I want you to talk about. Where they're sitting. You are sitting on gold. And you don't even realize it." Now, our television cameras are geared where they only point forward. We've got two cameras on the left and the right, and they're on automatic motorized things, but they will not turn around where you can see the seats. So for those of you who are watching by television, those who you are watching by stream, I can't even show you the seats. The only way you can even see the seats, you got to get your behind up and come in here and sit in them. So that's some of the first principles. Some of the first principle is you have to go where the anointing is. You got to come sit in the seats, and the seats are gold. And now I think there's something that'll happen when, first of all, you realize where you are. And when you realize you're sitting in gold, see, some of us have so much potential, so much in us, we just don't even realize where we're sitting. So that's all I want you to talk about is where they are sitting. And when you realize that, it changes some things. The dictionary definition of finance, it's actually, first of all, a verb. It means to supply with money or capital. When you go and finance a house or you finance a car, it means to supply. And do you know where our supply comes from? Our supply comes from God. But if our supply comes from God, why are we running short? Because I can tell you this, God not running short of money. If he owns the cattle on a thousand hills and God owns the universe in the palm of his hand, he's not running short of money. So why are we running short of money? It's not because God's supply is not there. It's because we don't realize where we're sitting. And you don't realize you're sitting on and sitting in gold, but you sit in the midst of it not even realizing what God has commanded, what he has placed you in the midst of. Right now, I'm not, first of all, criticizing any other church and they sitting on some metal tin chairs. Nothing wrong with that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You sitting on gold. Pastor ain't got nothing to do with that. I have nothing to do with what other churches are sitting on. All I got to do with, and all I'm talking to you about, is where you sitting. See, that's the first thing you got to do. Don't worry about where anybody else sitting. You focus on where you sitting and what God has given you. You are sitting right now in and on gold. And when you begin to realize that, it'll change what you have manifested in your life. Second meaning of finance, a noun, is the management of revenues. First is the supply. Second is the management. But I tell you, people, God has placed you in the midst, in your own life, of virtually an infinite supply. If you can just tap into it. Deuteronomy chapter 8 is a verse that we've heard so many times, 17 through 20. And it says, you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Now, we say that verse, and we've heard that verse over and over and over again. It is God who gives you the power to produce wealth. Because all of us, or at least the vast majority of us, want the wealth. I want the wealth. I'm not going to lie, but I want the wealth. So, we know the verse. For it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. But let me tell you all that verse. And so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers as it is today. Now, verse 19 is what we never talk about. This is the verse after verse 18 that talks about it is God who gives you the ability to get wealth. We didn't hear that 18 over and over. We don't talk about 19. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you surely will be destroyed. Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. That's the verse we don't talk about. We talk about when God is going to give us the money. We don't talk about when we are not obedient after he gives us the money. There's a part that you have to understand with this. There is a responsibility that goes when God blesses you with the resources. This is a bountiful time. It is a time that 7 months ago was prophesied to us that this month would produce a great breakthrough. And we're seeing the manifestations of that in several areas. But people, I want you to realize where you sit. And just even as I look at my own world, my own finances, the company that I am entrusted to manage, we're breaking records. We have record sales. But let me give you the background of where that came from. Back in 06, God spoke to me and he said, I want you to do a seminar on health. And you shall do it in June. And this was back in 2006. And I told my brother James about it, who is my business partner. And I began preparing for a 3-night seminar. It was called Fat to Find, the Spirit of Weight Loss. And God says you shall charge a minimum of $29.95 for it. It's the first time we'd ever charged for any admission to the church. So I went on television, I advertised, I told folks, it's going to cost you $29.95. That's just all it is to it. You're going to have to pay $29.95. We had a packed house for 3 nights. There was a standing ovation for all 3 nights. And James said, you need to include in that a detox product. And he had found a good one. He said, you need to tell. I said, I ain't telling folk about that deep product. We're going to make our own. And that's exactly what we did. That product is called the cleaner. This year, we will sell roughly $5 million of the cleaner. That's where it came from. It came from a word of God that told me to do one thing. But out of that one thing, because I was in partnership with my brother, came another thing. And God didn't tell me the thing that was going to produce the money. He just told me to do one thing. I had no idea it would be connected to something that would produce millions of dollars. Had no idea. I was in prayer a few months ago in the early morning hours. And Pastor James had developed a product. Matter of fact, he developed the product in that same year, 2006, called Vitarot. It's still the most awesome multivitamin on the market, period. The problem is we weren't selling hardly any of it. We would have discontinued the product, except it's the product we take. Pastor James take it, I take it. We would have discontinued it because we just weren't selling hardly 100 bottles a month. We just weren't selling any of it. And I'm in prayer one morning, and God speaks. And he said, the product that you have called Vitarol, if you change the name, it will do much more sales than what it's currently doing. And he said, you already have the name and you already have the domain name. So I went to research. I pulled all of the domains that I owned and looked down and see what could possibly work. What could be the domain name for this product? And I looked at all of the domain names, pulled out possibilities, and asked people. And so finally, we chose a name called Years Plus, and that's what we named the product. And we were getting ready to put that out on the market, and I was talking with some of our salespeople, and they said, well, we have a few people. They order Vitarol every month. There's not but a few, but they order it every month. I said, well, call them up and ask them, why are they buying this product? That's why you have to do research. And when they called up the folk, they came back to Mr. Bronner. All of them said they're buying it for one purpose. They're buying it for the multi-thin component in it. A light popped on, and I said, that's the name. So we changed the name to multi-thin. We just completed a test in stores of the sales of multi-thin. It has outsold any product we've ever tested. It's going to do more than the cleaner, but it came from a word. We already had it. We were already sitting on it, but it was doing nothing. See, some of this stuff, you already got it. You're sitting on it, but it's doing nothing, and you're doing nothing. And as a result, the manifestation, you're getting on nothing. See, you got it in you. You got it there. You're sitting on it, but you're doing nothing, and you can't get what to do because you don't have an open line of communication with God. And it is he who gives you the power to get wealth. Now, we worked, we thought, we put our brains, but we couldn't get a thing going until the word came from God. And God didn't tell us the name. All he said, you got it and you got the domain name. We had to go through the process and the work of trying to figure it out. But without the word from God, it would have been nothing. And it's that way in your world. And why many of you are in the position that you're sitting on gold. You got the product, or you have the idea, or you have the talent. You're sitting on gold. But what you don't have is the connection. And that's why God says, I'll cover all this stuff with gold. And the purpose, he said, I will dwell among them, and I will tell you. And you can't hear a word, because he's not dwelling with you. And he's not dwelling among you because you're not trying to even communicate with him. And you got to give God some time. And that's why in every instance when he instructed me, it was in the early morning when I was giving God some time. And this morning as I was up in my office and I was putting the finishing touches on it, I walked past the mantel and there's a fireplace and I saw the shofar there. And I was just led to pick it up and blow it. And it's early in the morning. Everybody else in the house sleep. And I said, Lord, I blow this shofar. It's going to wake everybody up. My lump of sugar going to get mad. What in the world are you doing making all that noise? Well, I knew it. But I was just led to blow the shofar. So I picked up the shofar early in the morning. See, some things when God will tell you to do, it's going to upset some folk. They're not going to understand why you're making a joyful noise. They're not going to understand it. But you're going to have to do it if you want what God has for you. If you want to be able to mine the gold out of where you are, you're going to have to do some things that folk are not going to understand, and it will upset, but it'll also wake them up. Sometimes God has to make a noise in the middle of the stillness to wake some folk up, to wake up some things inside of you. So I picked up that shofar early in the morning, put it up to my mouth, and blew. And the thing about it, the sound was so clear and pure, it scared me. I've only had that happen once before. I went over to Pastor James' house. And for some reason, I was led to go over to his house. And I walked in the door, and it was the purest note I'd ever blown. There was no flutter. It was the same way this morning in my house. See, sometimes you got to do for another man for it will come for you. That's why Job could not get his breakthrough until he prayed for his friend. Some of y'all got to do for your brother or your sister for it's coming to you. So I put that shofar up and I blew, and the note was so clear. I said, "Whoa." And I heard God says, "You shall blow it a total of 3 times. I put it back up to my mouth. I blew it again. It was just as pure and just as clear. Now, you know when I blew the shofar on Rosh Hashanah last week? It was... that thing was... you know, it wasn't the best in the world at all. Before I blew it the third time, I said, "Let me record this thing." So I put my phone up on the mantle and pressed the audio recorder button. It was the worst of the three. It was the worst of the three, but it was still amazing. I want the AV department, pull up that file that says shofar. This is the third one that I blew this morning. Just play it all the way through. Turn it up loud. I want just that sound. And that was the worst one. That was the worst one. So after I had blown the shofar, I felt the thing go all over my house. And I tell everybody who's in my household today, it's a change. Even Rico and Delta are going to feel it. Who is Rico? That's the birds. Even the birds going to feel it. See, when God's anointing goes, all creation feels it. And I was in the shower this morning and I was thinking to myself, I said, "Wait a minute, Lord." Because I think about stuff. I analyze stuff. I really do. I said, "Wait a minute, Lord." I said, "That was only 3 blows of the shofar." I said, 6 folk in my house. I have 4 boys, my wife, and myself. I said, 6 folk. You only had me blow the shofar 3 times. I said, "What about the other 3 folk? Who are these 3 blows for?" I could understand if you'd have just had me blow it 1 time and cover everybody, but you had me blow it 3 times. Why didn't you have me blow it 6 times? So I was there naked. Sometimes you just got to get naked to hear from God. Most of the time I do my prayer early in the morning. I'm naked. Ain't nothing wrong with that. The prophets stripped naked when they prophesied back in the Old Testament. I'm not going that far, but I was naked when I asked God this question. Why only 3 times and there are 6 people in my household? And I heard God speak this. True power comes in pairs. And I began to think about that thing. I said, "Lord, even in the Old Testament, it was Aaron and Moses, 2 brothers. Even in the New Testament, it was Jesus and John, 2 first cousins. Every single disciple that you sent out, they were either brother pairs or you sent them out in pairs. You never sent them out alone. God says true power comes in pairs. Even in the business, and I'm just breaking all kind of records, it's myself and my brother. So it's true power comes in pairs. And I thought about that thing, and there were 3 pairs in my house. And among my 4 children, they are divided into 2 pairs. There is my firstborn, Nathaniel Hawthorne Bronner III. And there is my secondborn, Josie's Daniel Bronner. And they have formed a bond. As a matter of fact, when we recently had the study right before Rosh Hashanah, and I had them go through and all of them make goals of what they wanted to do, my first and secondborn both had the same physical goal to the T. They were united together. I want them to come down here. L, which is Nathaniel Hawthorne Bronner III, and Josie's Daniel. Come on down here. I want them just to see 2 brother pairs. See, that true power is in pairs. And then my 3rd born and 4th born, Their very names were spoken together. When my wife was pregnant with Christian, and we didn't know what his name would be, I heard God speak Christian and George. George was not even conceived, and Christian was still in the womb. Now the challenge is this. Of my four boys, the two that have the biggest rift are Christian and George. Come on down. They just seem to upset each other. Even at the study last night, Christian was poking George, and George was talking about, he's bothering me again. But yet God spoke their names together, Christian and George. Now this is El, come on up here so they can see you. This is El and Joseph's. This is Nathaniel, Hawthorne, Bronner, the third, and this is Joseph's Daniel Bronner. And they have never had an argument. They're on one accord. Well, they said let me put it like this. Their daddy has never heard them with an argument. That's more accurate. True power is in the unity. That's why the Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. There's something that's 10 times more. And see, this is a key to your money. Some of you, your money is messed up because your unity is messed up. Your unity is messed up between you and God, and your unity is messed up between you and your brother. Your unity is messed up, and your money not going to get right until your unity get right both ways. That's why the cross, it goes up and it goes across. It goes up and it goes across. And sometimes people, both of them be messed up. That's why Jesus said, how are you going to love God whom you have not seen, and you don't love your brother whom you have seen? So you see your brother every day. And some of you haven't seen your brother or your sister in ages because y'all ain't talking. So your money is blocked because your relationship is severed. And you have to get connected to heaven, and you have to get connected on earth. See, money comes from relationships. It really does. All money, in one form or another, comes from relationship. Your relationship between supplier and customer. It comes from relationships. So here, my two sons, unity and the power of unity. And if you all stay together, that's why Bronner Brothers is setting records. This next year will be our 70th year in business. Because my father and his brother remain together in business. When brothers can stay together, oh, you can turn the world upside down when you are in unity with somebody. Now, where is Christian and George? Christian and George. These two, their names were spoken before they were born. And God spoke them in one breath. And it took me a while to understand the meaning of that. Yet, in the natural right now, they have some issues. They have some issues. But this is Christian and George. Do you all have any issues with each other? Yes. Yes, speak loud.
Yes.
Yes, they got some issues with each other. But God spoke. Now, if you notice, see, they got on the same color top. See, they're in unity and don't even know it. And they didn't know anything about this today. But God spoke their names together before George was conceived and while Christian was still in the womb. If you're going to change relationship with finance and money, you have to change relationship with each other. And when you get in unity, there is a power. Now, what I want you to do, I want you all to first of all look at each other. Because sometimes, you know, I hear George sometimes will turn to his mama just upset, and he'll say, he looking at me. He looking at me. Not touching him, but you know, and you know how children are. They have this look, and they know that Christian knows that if he looks at George a certain way, it irritates George. And George will just turn to his mama and say, he looking at me. He looking at me. And it upsets him. But I want you all to change the way you look. Now look at each other. And your brothers, the blood of the same DNA flows through your veins. Look at each other. Now I want you to shake hands with each other. Then don't look at me, look at him. Now I want you to hug each other. And I have not told them anything about this, but what I want them to do right now, in front of everybody, is to make a verbal declaration. Jesus says, how can you love God whom you have not seen, and you don't love your brother whom you have seen? First of all, I want you all to tell each other that I love you. I love you. Amen. 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 Say it three times. Say it three times. All righty, all righty. Y'all give each other a hug and y'all can go sit down. Amen. And people, so many of you are at odds with those who share the very blood. And though we are covered by the blood of Jesus, when you're at odds with those and the same blood runs through your veins, it creates a curse and a blockage. And even when you are sitting on gold, you can't get the gold out of the ground. You can't get it into your life because of the blockages. So I had to make three shofar blasts. One for the pair of Nathaniel Branner III and the pair of Josies Branner. One for the pair of Christian Branner and George Branner, and one for the pair of Nathaniel Hawthorne Branner Jr. and Stacy Simone Branner. Because husband and wife are so often split and not on one accord. My daddy told my mother before he married her, he said, if I can just get one person who thinks as I think and who is in unity, there is nothing in the world that we cannot accomplish. But that's not easy. But if you can get in unity, the gold will start opening up in your world. You're sitting on it already. It's there. It's in the seat where you're sitting. But it's blocked. And you have to get things right between you and God. And then you and your fellow man or woman. And when you do that, finances will come. And God will speak a word that will quicken. And all he has to do is just speak a direction. And that thing can become millions or billions. And it changes your world. Most of you don't need millions. Thousands will do it. God knows. And he's got it. All he has to do is speak it. But what good does it do for him to speak it and you're not listening? I have a feeling some of you, God has already been trying to speak it to you. But you're not listening. And he's got to get you in the position to where you do two things. To where you listen to what he speaks for you to get the gold. And then where you listen to what he speaks for you to do with the gold. Because some of you just want to get it, but you don't want to be obedient with it. And if he can't trust you now, what makes you think he can trust you with it? If he can't trust you with $100, what makes you think he can trust you with $100,000? If he can't trust you with $1,000, what makes you think he can trust you with $1,000,000? If he can't trust you with $1,000,000, what makes you think he can trust you with $10 million? If he can't trust you with $10 million, what makes you think he can trust you with $1 billion? He's got to be able to trust you where you sit. And when he can trust you where you sit, he can elevate you and change your world. And right now, it's 1 minute before close time. So I'm getting ready to close out, but I'm going to have the anointing. So for those who don't want or need any particular monetary anointing, at the close, you can get up and go. Service will be over. But for those who want the anointing, for those who are watching by stream, you stay in there. But remember what God said. To really get the anointing, you got to go watch the whole thing. So if you're tuned in the middle, you go back and start from the very beginning. Watch everything. Be obedient. Because when you get half of what God says, he won't give you any of what he promised. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray right now that for those who are obedient, you open up the floodgates and you give them out a blessing. They won't have room enough to receive. In thy son Jesus' name, amen. So for those who want to leave, you can go. Service is over. We're getting ready to have the separate anointing service right now for those of you who need a blessing on your money. And right now, people, our money doing well. We breaking all kind of records. And I'm just a believer in that. You can't anoint folk with something you just don't have. So God has blessed us tremendously. Matter of fact, my biggest monetary problem right now, I got a big tax problem. I got a tax problem because we got the biggest record profit we've ever experienced. And I got just a whole boatload of taxes I got to pay. But that's all right. It's better for me to have to pay the taxes from the profit than for me to be getting a refund from the losses. So I am thankful that God has blessed us just with the profit. And I want to spread that on your world so that your finances become blessed and multiplied as you are obedient unto God. And I have to ask God, Lord, what do we anoint the people for? Do we anoint their hands? Because he says, I'll bless the work of your hands. God says, no, I don't want you to anoint their hands. So Lord, do we anoint their feet so they can walk? He says, no, I don't want you to anoint their feet. Lord, do we anoint their eyes so they can see? No, I don't want you to anoint their eyes. I said, what do you want me to anoint? He said, I want you to anoint their ears so they shall be able to hear my word. Now, you know, that's why even in the offering for the longest, we haven't been telling you what to get. We simply said this, bow your heads for 10 seconds and ask God, what shall I give? Just ask him to speak to you. Now, see, you got to be obedient. You know what he spoke to me? He said, you give at the level of where you want your income. I was a good clue to the mooga. What? He said, you give at the level where you want your income. See, that's the problem. Some of us want to hear from God, but we don't want to do it when he speaks it to us. So I started doing it. I figured out how much I wanted, and I began to tithe on the amount I wanted. Now, that's what he spoke to me. That's not for you. That's what he spoke to me. The point I'm making is this, is you have to be willing to do what you hear God speak unto you, even when it doesn't make sense, even when you don't know. Because in both of the cases that is produced, our multi-million dollar product and the product that's coming, I didn't understand the whole picture. It was a seminar. It was a seminar. I had no idea it was going to be attached. And that $29.95 that was charged for the seminar is the price of the product. I had no idea those were going to be connected. I didn't know the name when he spoke, change the name. James developed the thing 10 years ago. Some of y'all been sitting on something for 10 years. You don't know what to do with it. It ain't been blessed. It ain't moving. It ain't producing a thing because you don't have God's word in the middle of it. And when he speaks that word, it changes everything. But it does no good for him to speak it and you don't hear it. That's why he said, anoint their ears. Anoint their ears. Some of the things he's going to speak to you is going to be about relationship. And he just may tell you, get right with your brother. Don't speak a word about any money. And see, some of you are expecting, well, God won't say, invest in this stock or play this lotto number. That's what you're thinking. I know you. I know it. That's what you're thinking. He may not tell you that at all. He said, get right with your brother. Heal this relationship. Get right with your sister. Forgive this person. He may tell you something looks like has nothing to do with money. It has something to do with establishing the vertical relationship and mending the horizontal relationships. And God may tell you, you're going to have to get that stuff straight before I can even trust you with my money, because it's all God's money. So before I can even trust you with my money, you're going to have to get this straight. So I want us right now for all three of the brothers to just go by and place their hands over your ears. Just over your ears. And I know all of you are here right now. What I want you to do is come down one by one. Stand right in the... No, he said don't have them stand in the center at all. He said have them come up in the altar. See, all of the gold was actually... It was up front where the priests were. The difference is God got the gold sitting out there with you. But you can't access it because the connection is not established. So he said, have them come up in the pulpit. So you're going to come up just one at a time. Now you see, I want you to see something. There's a power outlet. This stuff's deep. I hadn't planned on any of this. There was a gold-covered power outlet right in the middle of the floor. Come and you stand right over this power outlet. Now be obedient. Do you know folk will not obey? They'll come up, they'll stand behind it, they'll stand in front of it, they'll stand with their legs like this. Stand right on the gold-covered power outlet. So you stand in the pulpit directly over this gold power outlet. Now, for those of you who are tuning into this electronically, what I want you to do, I want you to just take your hands, open them up and place them over your ears, and you just listen to every single one of these anointings, every single one. Some of you are going to say, I ain't got time to sit here. Well, if you ain't got time to sit there, you just ain't got time. I'm not going to argue with you on that. I'm just telling you what to do. But this is the difference between those who often get the blessing and those who miss it because of just a few minutes and obedience. So this is what God has spoken. You come right up in the pulpit. You stand right on top of that. We're going to put our hands right over your ears. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just pray right now. Open their ears to your word. That's it. And I'm trying to how to do this. All right, what we're going to do, see Elijah, you stand there. Pastor James, stand there. You will come and make a loop. So see Elijah, you lay your hands on her. And then Pastor James, she'll be the only one who's going to get all of it on the gold power plug. But see, Elijah will stand here. I will stand here. Pastor James will stand there. And you will come around and we will just form a continual flow of people. And that's so you walk up, come around, and it's a clockwise function. First, see Elijah. Second, me. Third, James. And I'm just going to pray, open their ears so they may hear. Dear Heavenly Father, open their ears so they may hear. For those of you listening to the stream or the audio, you listen to every single one of these anointings while your hands are on your ears. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. I'm noticing one person has come and they've taken off their shoes and socks. This is another of the principle. It actually increases the connection between you and the divine when there's nothing in between. So for those of you who would like, take off your shoes. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. And don't worry about whether your feet are rusty. Don't worry about all that. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. That's all right. I appreciate that. I'm going to put it right in there. He says God told him to give his offering to the preacher. I'm going to take it. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. And you see, it's no accident that the young man said God told him to give me the money. There's a transfer of money that's being anointed, so it came to me first of all. So there's nothing wrong with that, because that's what you're coming up here for. You understand? That's what you're coming up here for. So if you're coming up here for that, it has already begun to manifest before it is over. So I just declare, and see, the money has to come from folk. Your money not coming out of thin air. God just not going to manifest it just sitting on your dresser in the morning. No, it's coming from folk some kind of way. Come on. Amen. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. Let me pray. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. Amen. So you bring your children get the same anointing as on the parents. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word.
Let me pray over you.
In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word.
And I want to pray even over those parents who bring up babies and children, because the number one factor in whether a child hears from God is whether the parent is hearing from God. So if you open the parent's ears, that thing increases the probability of the child hearing from God multiple. In the name of Jesus, open their ears so they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. She asked me, could she hear the shofar two more times? So I'm going to do that. So AV department, at the end of the anointing, after everybody who wants to be anointed has been anointed, we're going to play that shofar blast two more times. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. And I know those of you who are listening or watching via stream, I know you're wondering, when will this end? And some of you are wondering, when will this poverty, when will this stress, when will this strain end? This is a lot shorter than that is. So hang in there, and you keep listening just as God has instructed. You listen to the very end, and you listen to those final two blasts of the shofar shall be played. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open Jasmine's ears that she may hear your word. Amen. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear your word. He just told me to touch the ears. I know you want me to touch your right hand, but no, I'm going to just do just what he told me. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear thy word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear thy word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear thy word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear thy word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear thy word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear thy word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear thy word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear thy word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear thy word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear thy word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear thy word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear thy word. In the name of Jesus, open their ears that they may hear thy word. AV department, play that shofar blast 2 more times.
Are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was part 4 of the series titled The Chef in the End by Nathaniel Bronner. This message is number 5730. That's 5730. To listen to over 1,000 free messages or to send this message number 5730 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often, because, brother, you need the word.
From Brothers of the Word.